Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Tuesday morning, June 22nd, 35 days till Saints training camp begins. As Dave and I were talking about, some thunderstorms likely today. You never know when you're going to be under a heavy one, and maybe you got a little street flooding. If that's the case, just sit it out till the street flooding goes down and then be about your way. Be careful. Highs of 88 today, and there was a thunderstorm around in the area of the Twin Spans, Dave was saying a couple of minutes ago. Some researchers at LSU have discovered a compound that could help treat and protect your lungs from COVID-19. With that, we welcome in Nicholas Bazan, a professor and director of LSU's Health New Orleans Neuroscience Center. Good morning, Doc. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well. And you? Thank you.
I'm well, sir. If you were to, like, talk to a 10-year-old or a fifth grader about this, which might be the best approach, how would you explain exactly what it is that you guys came up with?
Actually, the story began like 3-4 years ago when we discovered a chemical in our brains that protects the brain when the brain is damaged, the brain or the eye, the retina of the eye. So when the COVID began in March of 2020, my group, we decided to explore whether or not the same molecule can protect the lungs. Because, as you know, the virus gets into the body. It would affect the lung, the eye, the brain. And one of the main targets of damage is the lung. So we developed an experimental system where we have human lungs in a petri dish, essentially, and then one of the many things that we've done that was published just a few days ago, in fact, there were two papers published with the discovery, we added the virus, the entire virus, and have damage in the lung. And adding very, very small amounts of this compound, this is a compound called, it's a big word, elovanoid, is actually a naturally occurring molecule in our brain that protects the brain. And what we reported now is the discovery that this molecule protects also the lung, but remarkably also protects the entrance of the virus to the lung. And so this was quite interesting because we went in depth and found that these elovanoids turn on in the lung mechanisms that the cells of the part of the lung where we breathe, called the alveoli, produce to protect itself. So there are proteins that are turned on that are activated to protect this part of the lung. And this opened up a totally new route of exploration. Of course, we also have begun exploring how to apply this. By the way, the second paper published just 2 days ago is using the eye as a model. And using the eye as a model, where we have a second molecule that we discovered in our laboratory just a few months ago, will also, this molecule, protect the eye. You know that the virus gets into our body through the lungs and also through our eyes. When it goes through the eyes, it will go through the nasopharynx also into the respiratory system. And so that was the beginning of this story that we are developing now very, very intensively.
I think it's very interesting. We'll take a break, Doctor, and when we come back, I'll ask you how this fits in the vaccines and so forth, and would this be something you would take instead of a vaccine, or where does it go from here? And what I know what you've discovered, and then how do you apply it, I guess, when we come back. 8:20 and a half, time for traffic now on WWL. 8:24, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Tuesday morning, June 22nd. Chance for showers this afternoon, and there's some rain already popping up throughout the area, but it is summertime in New Orleans. We're talking to Dr. Nicholas Bazan, professor and director of LSU Health New Orleans Neuroscience Center, about a compound that, and doctor, correct me if I'm wrong here, it existed for a long time and you discovered that after experimenting that it could be used to protect the lungs, the eyes, and the respiratory tract from the COVID virus? Is that accurate?
That is correct. We discovered this in 3 years ago, and now we apply it to see if it will stop the entrance of the virus and protect the lungs. This is actually, in a way, complementary to the vaccine. I strongly believe that the vaccine is absolutely necessary, but there are actually many, many events that can be actually additionally protected, and this is a way to do it. What we have done is we began to apply this knowledge, and of course we have patents, intellectual property behind this, and we began a company called Curvir Biotechnology, where we are developing this molecule to apply them to patients, because we believe that this could be preventive and also therapeutic. Preventive because in small amounts, these molecules may be used in a nebulized form to protect, in fact, the lungs, let's say in the elderly, in assisted living facilities and the like. And of course, we need to have approval from the FDA to do that. And for that purpose, we began this startup company called Curvir Biotechnology. We believe that there is a good opportunity in New Orleans to do these startup companies because, you know, this is knowledge that will contribute also to the economy. But in my mind, the most important thing with our discoveries is that we can help patients because we cover an area of protection to the lung that might not also be the virus, but might also be pneumonia, that is totally an empty area in medicine. So we are working very, very intensively, and LSU Health Sciences Center have been very supportive of developing these novel therapeutics for the prevention and treatment of both acute and chronic forms of this COVID-19 infection.
Would there ever be any application of this toward, I guess, the common cold? Is it's comprised of a bunch of different coronaviruses, is that right? And correct me if I'm wrong, doctor, but when it comes to like curing the common cold or preventing it, people from getting it, there are so many variants that'll never happen. Did we learn that maybe through this research?
Oh, that is an absolutely question, a very good question. In fact, the mechanisms that our compounds, patented compounds now, will cover other areas and other viruses. Now that you mentioned the common cold in the elderly, severe winter-like affections will lead to pneumonia. I briefly mentioned that. And since these molecules are very potent protecting the lung, we believe that one application also is to protect the lung in pneumonia. So the applications of this family of molecules that we discover is very, very broad, and that's why we began Curvir Biotechnology, to be able to go through a path of applying the knowledge. You know, we have the discovery and now the opportunity to apply this discovery to help patients.
So what happens next, doctor?
Well, something very important that is happening is that about one-third of COVID-19 patients have altered brain functions. And this is very serious. And because there was just a big study published just yesterday from the United Kingdom where they did a longitudinal study with several hundreds of people. And this is the first time that they got people where they have MRIs before the COVID. And then they follow those people when they got COVID, and they found very remarkable alterations in the brain. Something that is very concerning now, even about mild COVID infections, is how the central nervous system will be affected. And so not only pneumonia, but also protect the brain, because these molecules that we discovered are neuroprotective. Just to start with, because they were neuroprotective, we began to apply them to the lung. So we are putting together this company to be able to apply the knowledge, and we have a superb group of advisors. For example, Dr. Lundstrom, who is a very well-known virologist from Switzerland, he's actually in our advisory group helping us realize the application of these discoveries to patients.
It's fascinating, Doctor. I appreciate your time. I really do, Dr. Nicholas Bazan. It's good to see some research coming out of the LSU Health New Orleans Neuroscience Center. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.